Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
Ah, the sound of rock cracking. Now, what's cracking in America? Well, it's the political establishment. What they think's going on is not going on, and we're going to talk about that. Yes, we're talking about the Trayvon Martin case. What the far left wants, what they want is chaos, and what they want is division. And I'm telling you, we have some good news for Americans, for the human race. The people in America have some new voices. They're voices you've heard here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And we're going to talk about the Trayvon Martin case today in a way that you won't hear anywhere else. We're going to take this bull by the horn just like a cowboy. We're ready to rope that bull, or pull it down on the ground, put it down for the count, because you're going to hear what needs to be heard about the Trayvon Martin case right here on Rock Splitting Politics today. And we're going to tell you what brings America together. We're not going to talk about what takes America apart. There's people who want chaos. There's people who want dissension. And there's people who gain power by dividing Americans. And that's not what you're going to hear on Rock Splitting Politics. And I'm glad to tell you there are voices out there who are speaking out. And it's Rock Splitting Politics. And we're going to keep using a sledgehammer to knock away the status quo, because something new and fresh is coming about. And you're going to hear it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And I'm going to tell you about the rest of the show. First off, yes, the Tombstone of the Week Award. It does go this week to President Barack Obama for what he said last week to talking to Russia's President Medvedev. And when he said something and whispered something that got caught on open mic, yes, sir, we're going to talk about it. It's going to be on this week's Tombstone of the Week Award. And then, as talk about the election, we're going to tell you where we are, getting sort of in a little bit of a lull. Santorum, Romney, Gingrich, Paul, is it all over? Let's talk about it. We'll take a little bit of time for that. And then I also have to tell you, rock-splitting Obama fact. You won't hear this anywhere else. It's a story you're going to only hear put together on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Something going on in a special election in the state of New York. Something happened that was unexpected, but it happened, and it tells you about some underlying earthquake coming to shake apart some of the status quo rock, because our rock is splitting. You got to hear this Obama fact that will influence the election in November, and it scared the Obama team to death. I'm telling you, they are scared of what went on in the state of New York in a special election. You don't want to miss that. So first of all, I got to tell you, let's get right on the Trayvon Martin case. Number one, it is tragic. A young teenager is dead. I don't like that. You don't like that. But what is taking on this case with people talking about things that aren't facts? They don't know. We got to give it time. So I'm not going to say anything about what people are saying, this or that. We got to look at it, what it's affecting the American psyche, though. And there's people who are going every which way and saying things. We got a member of Congress who walked into the well of the United States House of Representatives and put on his hoodie, which is against the rules, the House rules, to wear a hat in the House of Representatives. And then we got Jackson, Reverend Jesse Jackson, Reverend Al Sharpton, that are they in it for the money? Or what's going on? Are they in it for the facts? I'd know one thing. This is what, if Frank Sinatra was around, I think this is what he'd say.
Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns.
Don't bother to send in the clowns because they're here. That's what Frank Sinatra is singing. Send in the clowns. You don't have to. They are here. Everywhere from the United States House of Representatives down to Sanford, Florida. Now, I don't want to make light or fun of this in the way that some people might think I was trying to. It is a passion of mine is racial reconciliation. A passion of mine being from Mississippi. Being a friend of a lot of people who are getting in the news now. That's what I want to talk about on this Trayvon Martin case. It is very important that America have this conversation. And like some of mine said, this is not the battlefield we would have picked, but we are here and it's time to get a message across. And I can't get the message across as good as some of my friends are. You remember just a month or so ago, right here on Rock Splitting Politics, we had the Reverend C.L. Bryant. Now, he is from Louisiana, but he's lived all over the country. Go back and listen to our show back in, it was in February. You can look it up, but the show was called, Is This the Last Republican Debate? Let's Hope So. So we looked that up in the archives. Heard the whole conversation or interview with Reverend C.L. Bryant, but he has been in the news. He's been on CNN. He's been on Hunt. Sean Hannity show over and over. He's telling the message. It is tragic what happened to Trayvon Martin. And I agree. And you agree. It's tragic what happened. But there are also some other tragedies. And why aren't we talking more about those? Trayvon Martin, let's get the facts in. Let's get everything together. Yes, there is a need for everybody to try to walk in the shoes of an African American. You feel like when you're in a neighborhood where you may not be wanted, then, you know, how do you feel? I can't say that. I've never been black, but I've tried to walk in the shoes. And that's what C.L. Bryant is letting us know, that black America needs to understand you don't get upset just over one tragic death when the facts show us that over half the homicides in America to black men, young black men. But the trouble is 93% of those are done by young black men. It is a tragedy, and that is the good thing about the Trayvon Martin case. Let's look at why young black men are dying in such high numbers. And that's what C.L. Bryant's saying. Let's focus on this. On this horrible tragedy across America, not just in one place. And that's my feelings. Listen to C.L. Bryant when he speaks out about this case. Not only C.L. Bryant, but Alveda King. Alveda King is a friend of this show. She's been on in the past. About a year ago, we had her on the air. She is very big in the pro-life movement. And one of her thoughts are, why is black life, It's almost like it's not worth as much as a white life. And that's what we hear so many of the leaders saying, from Jesse Jackson, Reverend Sharpton, that all life is valuable. It is. And that's why Alveda King, the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., she is for pro-life. There's more black babies being killed in the womb in New York City than are being born. And if you don't respect life in the womb of a black mother, can that be correlated to not respecting life in the neighborhoods where most African Americans live? I don't know. Where is the research? Why aren't we researching this? Is it because the liberals are in control of research money and are scared to death of anything that makes abortion look bad? These are rock-splitting politics and facts that somebody needs to dig into. And that's why this Trayvon Martin case can lead to new voices speaking out in America. And that is the good thing. Even out of this tragedy, new voices like Alveda King, Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., and C.L. Bryant, They are speaking out. I believe we have some new leadership in Black America. But it's not Black America. It's American leaders. It's leaders who are not afraid to stand up and look at the facts and take the bull by the horns and say, we got a problem here. And it's not just because a Hispanic killed a Black teenager. We got a problem because Black teenagers are dying in record numbers and nobody's pointing a finger at what's wrong. That's why I say, rock splitting politics. Let the rocks fall. Get a sledgehammer to the status quo. We got voices like Alveda King, C.L. Bryant. There's many others. We got Congressman Alan West, Congressman Tim Scott. And the Black conservative movement has got voices out there that are coming together. Could it be a tipping point? Can we get critical mass in Black conservative politics to speak to the Black community that have heard nothing but the ultra far left leaders that have been leading them for 40 years and they're stuck in the wilderness? Maybe it's time a Joshua stood up and crossed the Jordan River and spoke the truth to get all of America into the promised land. That's the excitement of seeing some fresh new leadership come to the forefront. Will CNN, will Fox News, will ABC News, NBC News, CBS News, will they put these new Black leaders on the microphone and let them challenge all of America, but especially in the urban areas, especially in the major African-American cities? Let them say what they feel like needs to be said. Freedom of speech. That's what it is. It's freedom of speech. And we can talk about the clowns. We can talk about all these things that the new Black Panther Party putting out. Basically, it's like putting out a hit in the public. And where's the Department of Justice? Is this country a country ruled by law or ruled by who you know? These are serious questions that go right into the re-election of Barack Obama and the people he puts in position, like Eric Holder in the Department of Justice, who has turned a blind eye to the Black Panther movement and what they did with billy clubs during the election in Philadelphia. And what are they going to do when they threaten a man and he's not even accused yet? Let the legal system work. But don't have vigilante crowds. How many times have we heard that? And yet, where is the Department of Justice? By the time of this taping, we haven't heard anything from the Department of Justice. Where is the justice? And we know, we can go back through the retweet that the film producer, Spike Lee, did and found out it's the wrong address and there's an elderly couple getting death threats and fearing for their life and having to flee their home, their American castle. This is what they lived their whole life for, worked for, 70 years old, in their 70s, and they're having to be run out of the house because somebody retweeted a wrong message and hateful people are calling and giving death threats for innocent people in their 70s. Where are those who will stand up and speak for the speechless? Trayvon Martin. The story grows. I do believe there's a part that was manipulated by the far left wanting to divide America, wanting to take away from all the news about $4 gasoline, $5 gasoline. They want to take away the news of the failures of this president named Barack Obama. They want to take away the news cycle from the Republicans and their run for the nomination. They want to divide America. Don't let it happen. Listen to Alveda King. Support what she has to say. She may not agree with everything she says, but she says, stand up for nonviolence. She says, my uncle, my dad, my grandfather, they would say, stand up for justice in a nonviolent way. And the new Black Panthers put a hit out on someone, an American citizen, who so far has not been indicted by the grand jury. Where is America going if we have vigilante? Is that what Barack Obama wants? Chaos in the streets? Ah, you're thinking the same thing I am. Maybe that's exactly what he wants. Divert the voters away from the failures of this administration. Right when a health care bill is being debated in the Supreme Court. My, I do want to tell you, and we got to move on in this show, but I do want to tell you, you listen and watch what Reverend C.L. Bryant says and what Dr. Alveda King says. They're both friends of this show. There's other black conservatives who are standing up for justice. They're saying, let's wait and see what happens and let's see what the facts are. Some people are going to look mighty foolish when all the facts come out. Possibly could be mighty foolish. Who knows what the whole facts are? It's not that time. And I have to tell you, the very week that's coming out, just 60 miles south of where I live, at a great university in America, Mississippi State University, there was a young student murdered in a dorm room. He's a student there. Found some alleged perpetrators of the crime. We know a young man is dead, killed in a dorm room where he was going to school at Mississippi State University. Where's the outcry? Where's the outcry? I don't have to tell you the color of the skin. I'm just saying it's a shame. And then in another university just south of there, Jackson State University in Jackson, Mississippi, the same weekend, a young college student was shot in the face at a pool party off campus, but he was murdered. Now, where's the outcry? We have young people being murdered, and where's the outcry for what's happening? Don't get stuck on one case. What C.L. Bryant and others are saying, let's look at the big picture. How many deaths does it take? How many deaths does it take till we start saying there's a problem in America? And it's not a problem of hate crimes. It's not a problem of white on black, black on white, Hispanic on black, black on Hispanic. The problem is, why are people not respecting life? And that's part of the freedom that God gives us. The pursuit of liberty, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. And people are being denied that because of some cultural, moral failing. We have failed. And we need to know why. And that's why I speak to the Trayvon Martin case, is we need to wait for the facts, listen to the new black conservative leadership in America, and may God bless them with their message into a community that does not know which way to turn. Okay, let's move on with the show. I told you, Tombstone of the Week Award, it does go to the words of President Barack Obama that weren't meant for Americans to hear. He was speaking to President of Russia, who will soon be giving back the reins of power to Vladimir Putin. Our President Barack Obama was whispering to President Medvedev about what he didn't think would be he didn't think it would be heard, but he was saying on all these issues, but particularly missile defense. This is our president saying. He's talking to President Medvedev, and he didn't think anybody was listening. He said, "This can be solved, but it's important for him to give me space," Obama said. I understand your message about space for you, the Russian president replied. "This is my last election," Obama said. "After my election, I have more flexibility." "I understand," Medvedev said. "I will transmit this information to Vladimir." Oh, don't you know how he's on first name basis with President Putin now? Okay, wow. He'll have more flexibility after his election. What is President Barack Obama planning in his second term? What we've told you for years, he will have nothing to hold him back from a far left, wild, radical agenda. And he said it. And he gave away the secret. That's why he cannot be reelected because he may give away every missile we have. I can't believe the military's let him do what he's done. You remember back when the lame duck session of Congress was in, and what did they do? The lame duck session of Congress? They reset. President Obama wanted to reset the new missile treaty and gave Russia everything. And then in return, we were supposed to get some strong sanctions against Iran. Man, did they ever fool Barack Obama. He gave them everything. We got nothing in return. We even took away our missile defense plans for Poland and Czechoslovakia. And we didn't get anything from Russia. Nothing. President Zero got zero. Now, and he says, just wait till I get reelected. Then I'll have some flexibility. It can't happen, folks. We won't have a defense left. He'll give all our secrets away. He'll probably give the Russians all everything we know so they can build our own missile defense. It is pathetic. It's pathetic. I hope people are listening. Now, I got to tell you, this is Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. We're glad you're listening to us. We got some new listeners. In this political season, this election year, I have to tell you, welcome. We are growing each week. We appreciate you coming on. We want you to share this show with others. It's a show unlike anyone is doing anywhere because we want you to be aware of some rock-splitting politics, and you will hear things here you won't hear anywhere else. We take the bull by the horn. We tell you some things that the mainstream media is never going to tell you. And it just like I was telling you a while ago about what Alveda King and what C.L. Brynner are saying, it will enrich your heart to hear conservatives moving in areas that some people didn't know even existed. Black conservatives, they thought it was just enough you put them all in a phone booth. But I'm telling you, it's a movement that's growing and growing. And listen to our interview with C.L. Bryant back in February. Just go in the archive section. Listen to that interview. It's exciting to know there's people willing to stand up and face the odds with rock-splitting politics. And now, I've got to take just 1 minute to let you know I do have a book out called Doc Holliday's Rock-Splitting Politics. As you buy that book, it helps keep this show on the air. And I appreciate those who have bought one. And it's at the Herman Cain $9.99 plan. It's still at $9.99. So you can get that. Go to my website at teaparty.ms. Or if you want to go to, now we got it set up, you can go to www.getobamaoutnow.com. Just go there, order my book, read it, because it's about this election. It's about the passion that we need to have to make sure that we get Obama out now. Now, let's get on with the show. I got to tell you a little bit about what's coming up with this election for the nomination for the Republican Party. Romney seems to have it sewed up, everybody says. Newt's not going to give up at this point, and Rick Santorum keeps plowing along. Ron Paul's not giving up. So, and I mentioned this last week, if they keep going and Romney doesn't get enough delegates, is there a chance? Yes, there is a chance. It is a slight chance, but somebody besides Romney could get it. People are going to get so upset, and if it goes all the way to the convention and Romney sews it up, they go, he should have done it 2 months ago so we could be raising money. And they're going to be getting on to Santorum, on to Gingrich, on to Paul. So where do I stand on this? Well, we've got to have a strong, strong candidate, well-funded, to be able to beat Barack Obama. We cannot, just like I said about missile defense and Russia and treaties, we cannot afford President Obama getting reelected. America will be fundamentally changed, and it will be forever. It won't be able to ever be where it was as it gets weaker and weaker. I'm afraid that's just the pace we're going to. So, therefore, how's the best way to get the best Republican nominee? Well, right now, what I say is let them play it out. We got a little lull in the election before we start getting some more states up toward the end of April. And I say let it play out. Let's see what happens. Let's get to the end of April. We still have May, June, July, August, 4 months before the convention. So does it need to drag all the way out to the convention? It could. But let's go. Let's let Santorum go full steam ahead. Newt, you hang in there. Paul, you hang in there. And let's see what happens about 3 weeks toward the end of April. We'll take a look at everything and see what's the best way to get Barack Obama defeated. You know, the health care law. And I've told you we got to talk a little bit about that, because last week the Supreme Court, it debated and asked questions about Obamacare. We've been talking about that on this show over and over, different shows the last couple years. And I have to tell you, it was gratifying to hear some of the questions that the Supreme Court justices threw out. And some people thought the counsel for the White House didn't do a good job. And I, you know, really, this law is so blatantly unconstitutional, you can't say he did a bad job. He just didn't have a job worthwhile doing. But I will say, we talked about the severability issue a couple years ago and what it means. And all this was right now is in the hands of the justices of the Supreme Court, 9 justices. Some people would say it's in the hands of Kennedy, 1 justice, because they think 4 votes the other way, 4 votes the other way to keep Obamacare, 4 against. So it might be 1 man out of 330 million Americans, 1 man is going to decide the future of our country, because if Obamacare is left as it is, intact, our country will, it will fall apart. Now, maybe we can put it back together again, but it will fall apart. Now, if Obamacare is found unconstitutional, what will that mean? Well, it means Rick Santorum will lose his big argument against Romney, because it'll be off the table. Obamacare, if it's struck down, it'll make, in a way, it'll make President Obama look foolish. They spent all his time and political capital on getting this health care bill through, and it cost the Democrats the House, the leadership in the House. It cost Nancy Pelosi her job. And it was horrible legislation, a horrible law. It is a horrible law. But the fact is that if Obamacare goes down, there might be less enthusiasm on the Republican side to get Obama out for the voters. I don't know. There's a lot we have to look at. But I do want to say we're going to keep you updated right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We're glad you're listening to us. And I have to tell you that we have this week's Rock Splitting Obama Fact. And I'm just going to have to get some papers here to tell you, because I told you something going in New York. What in the world is happening in New York? Well, they had a special election. And why did they have a special election? Well, it seems like there was a major state senator up there who, Senator Carl Krueger, and seemed like he got incarcerated, I believe, okay? He was disgraced, incarcerated, and so therefore they had to find another senator, for a state senator in New York. So it was in a 3-1 Democrat district, and the Democrat got up there and ran, and everybody's thinking Lou Fiddler would just walk right in. He was a city councilman. He was a pro-same-sex marriage city councilman, Lou Fiddler, and he outspent his opponent tremendously, and everybody thought he waltz right in. But guess what? There's a Russian immigrant. He was previously unknown, had not much any name recognition, but he was pro-marriage. Remember last year, we had a lot of talk about gay marriage and traditional marriage in the state of New York, and pro-marriage lost, and the gay marriage people won. And so, but there was a group, and we talked about them some, called the National Organization for Marriage. And they said, we were not going to leave this alone. So here's the first election since then. Guess what? This Russian immigrant named David Storbin, he shocked the political establishment. He won the vote, but it's not over yet, because they got to count some 700 ballots. And they say, and the Democrats said, well, we'll win. But then right now, Storbin, the the Russian immigrant who took the pro-marriage, traditional marriage approach, said that he's 140-something votes ahead right now. But Lou Fiddler, the Democrat, said, well, we're in a Democrat district, so out of those 700 votes, he'll probably get 3-1. That's how many Democrats. The trouble with that is, the 3-1 was what put Storbin ahead. He still won. He's 140 votes ahead, and by the time the show's on the air, they may have calculated and tabulated those votes, supposed to be sometime this week. So you can check that story out. And Lou Fiddler versus David Storbin, the state senate in New York. But why is that important? This is the thing you got to see. There was some money go in to help the new unknown, because he was running on a pro-marriage platform. And not only that, this is what happened. During this race, a new relationship between traditional marriage supporters and the Orthodox Jewish community forced to choose between principal support for marriage and their traditional political loyalties. And there was a great courage and leadership, the National Organization of Marriage said, by Rabbi Brog. And he recorded an automated phone call to Jewish households throughout the district, and also the president of the Brooklyn Tea Party used some limitless energy and outstanding grassroots leadership to make sure the efforts focused effectively in the individual homes and neighborhoods that the Russian immigrant David Storbin was very much pro-marriage, and Lou Fiddler was for same-sex marriage. And that's why they say this person came out of nowhere. And you got to know, me saying, I don't care about gay marriage, has no part of this election. Well, the re-election team of Barack Obama, this is something that they were looking at. And you wonder why Barack Obama has not heeded the majority of the Democrat leadership, who are all seem to be for same-sex marriage. But President Obama says he's evolving, but he doesn't endorse gay marriage. And then, let me tell you why. Look at the latest poll, and what one of the things that helped Barack Obama win in the state of Virginia was the enthusiasm for the president. Among black voters, so many new ones signing up to vote for the first time. And there was great enthusiasm. And there was a high turnout. And there's a high turnout of the young people. And they made up, in 2008, African-American voters made up 20% of Virginia's electorate. The electorate. And what happened, though, a year later in the governor's race, not nearly as many they didn't make up such a big percent of the electorate. So what happened, the Republicans won the governor's race a year later. So will Barack Obama keep the black voters enthused? And we've been talking about that some, but when it comes to gay marriage, you got to remember, it was the black voters who went into the polls in the state of California who voted for Barack Obama and also voted on the initiative against gay marriage. And that's why gay marriage was struck down in 2008 in the state of California. What pushed it over to the traditional marriage winning in the liberal state of California was the African-American population that got out to vote for Barack Obama. And so this is what got the re-election team scared, and that's why the re-election team for Barack Obama realizes about 70-75% of the African American population is against same-sex marriage. So if Barack Obama comes out for same-sex marriage, will he dampen a lot of black voters? And if he does, will that keep them from the polls? Will that keep it sort of neutralized? And they may not have the enthusiasm come out like they did in 2008, which he has written off a lot of the, quote, NASCAR white voters. Barack Obama figures he can get more enthusiasm from keep his African-American base high and work on a women vote, and that's how they get reelected. That's their game plan. So they won't do anything to lessen the enthusiasm from the African American community. And therefore, Barack Obama does not want to endorse gay marriage before the election. As soon as the election's over, you better believe it, he'll come out, because he lies better than Bill Clinton does on some subjects, and this is the subject he lies very well on. He will not talk about it. And, you know, the soft press never ask him any questions about this, because they know he's got to wink and nod and say, let's get through the election and I'll be all for the radical agenda. But that is something to note, that in New York, we have, and I don't know how the final tally come out, but from out of nowhere, the Jewish community, which votes overwhelmingly Democrat in most places, got out and voted for Republican for a state senator in a special election. And that, my friends, is this week's Rock Split in Politics. Are we seeing a new trend? Are we seeing a change from the status quo? Well, I know one thing. You're going to keep up with it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Split in Politics. We've had so much to talk about on today's show, and so much that is changing every day. So I'm going to tell you, next week we're going to get back, and we got some people to interview. And one person I'm going to interview that really works very well on racial reconciliation is a friend of mine I've known for years, an African-American that's very brilliant, very calm, and he doesn't take political sides. He is a pastor who believes and he's dedicated his life into helping racial reconciliation in Christian community. So we're going to have him on special guest next week to see how should we look at this Trayvon Martin case. Next week, be sure to tune in, because you're hearing things here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics you won't hear anywhere else. Thank you for listening. And this week, I'm going to leave you, instead of the three most important words in America today, we've changed it. It's the four most important words in America today, and we're going to say .com on the end. The four most important words in America today are get Obama out now, .com. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.